for God is, God bless you in the name of Jesus. God is worthy to be praised. And I lift up his name because he is righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we are thanking God for you being here this morning. We are here with a live prayer for those of you that are in need of prayer, those of you that are praying on behalf of someone else, a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, an enemy, your boss, whatever the case is. Some of you praying for your spouses and your children. We're here to pray with you and for you. Don't forget our email address if you want to send in prayer. And we do address every prayer request that comes in. Mother Nayara is very faithful in addressing every prayer request that comes in, and she sends them to us so that the prayer team can pray. So don't think you're just sending a prayer for nothing. It's not for nothing. If you need us, we're there. And what's that email address? S4C praying with you at AOL.com. Please, we don't want any third-party brokers praying for their own group of people and then bringing it over. We want every person that wants prayer or wants us to pray for someone that they are praying for to contact us directly. Amen. Amen. Those of you that are sitting over there, what, y'all new here? Get over here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to start by praying for the general. Praying a general prayer for all those that are tuning in now and that will be tuning in later. Amen. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, for you are worthy of all praises. I hear that, Lord. I see that. Amen. So, what?
It's not a long list today.
Oh, that's fine. Put this right there. Amen. And before they come over here in line, they need to there. So each person that's actually in house will come and dip their hands in the water. You're not taking a bath, you're just dipping your hands in the water. And this is what happened this morning while I was setting up. Good morning. This morning while I was setting up, and I was going to set the water up, and the Lord said, no, you go ahead and set it up. Went the water. And I set it up in here, and he says, now pray over it and put a little drop of oil in the water, and then have the people to anoint their hands in the water. So even though you can't dip your hands in this particular water, the people that are praying for you have dipped their hands in this water that the Lord had me praying over and anointing with oil, so that when we pray for you, the representation of Christ. Y'all understand? Amen. So I want to pray for Father God in the name of Jesus. Those people that are logging in, that are signing in for prayer. Amen. They need to keep it quiet back there. Keep the door closed. Amen. Close the door because they keep quiet. Can't door. Just dip your hands in water. Nikki, can you go and spread that message for me, please? Okay. Amen. I need you to stand. Thank you. I need you to stand at that door. And if they're not coming in to pray, they can't come in. And anybody you see running around talking, they need to keep their mouth closed or step out. Amen. Because this is a holy place. We can't have that. Amen. In Jesus' name, we bless you. The Lord is aware. Stand on this side. The Lord is aware of your needs. He is aware of what you're asking him for. He is aware of what you've been, your prayers. He said he is aware of your prayers and what you were asking him for. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Make sure that you are dive head first into God's kingdom, into his business, into his, make sure he is the greatest desire of your heart. Because he said, if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And so the first thing is to delight yourself absolutely and completely in him. And even if you're the only one going, make sure you're going. You understand? You can't spend your life focusing on other people. You have to focus on your relationship with God. Amen. It's pray for everybody that the Lord lays on your heart. But your primary focus is your relationship with God. Amen. You can't make somebody else have a relationship with God. All you can do is pray and leave it up to them. Amen? Go guard that. Hallelujah. For God is worthy. There's so many people that I wish would accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's so many people, if I chop their legs off so they couldn't run, and I drag them in and I throw them in. That's not what God wants. Amen. That's not, I'm sure a couple of y'all might have a few people like that, that you would just make them serve the Lord. But that doesn't make it a free will. That doesn't, you need, I don't want her to be with me because she ain't got no choice. I want her to be with me because she want to be with me. Amen. Because if I got to make you be with me, I got to make you act right. I got to keep watch on you. I got to check my wallet. I got to check, make sure ain't no poison in the food. I got to make sure that you ain't no bombs in the car when I start. I got to watch my back because I made you do something that you really didn't want to do. But if you come to me because you want me, you're going to fight to stay with me. Amen. And that's what God wants. If you come to God because you want to, good morning, Officer Ryan. If you come to God because you want God,
yes,
you'll fight to stay with God. Yes. If you're in a relationship because you want to be in it and not because you're forced to be in it, amen. Because you're forced to be in it, then you'll stay with God. Yes. Amen. Yes. You'll fight harder. You'll cry louder. You'll pray stronger. You lift your hands up higher. You'll stand firm because that's where I want to be.
Amen.
Amen. God wants people that want to be with him. If you don't want to be with God, God's like, that's your choice. If you don't want to be with me, that's your choice. However, at the end of your choice, there is a price to pay. And that's what people don't get. They think, well, God understands. He does. He created a hell because he understands that everybody is not going to want to be.
Amen.
Amen. There are consequences to our choices. There are consequences to our choices. Amen?
Amen.
Whether there are good choices or bad choices, there are consequences to our choices. If you choose to be with God, the consequence for that choice is greatness. It's hallelujah, Jesus. It's eternal life forever. It's to be with God from now on. He didn't ask me to be perfect. He asked me to be willing.
Amen.
Amen. He knew I wasn't perfect when he made me. He knew that. He knew Adam and Eve wasn't perfect. Go back in your scriptures and study. Everything God made, he said, it is good, except man. He never said, and this is good. Find it and send it to me. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I've never read where he said man is good, because he knew what he created. He knew what Adam and Eve was going to do. He had the plan of salvation in the stars before man was even created, because he knew man was going to need salvation before he even created man. So he knew man was not going to be perfect, but he was willing to work with us. Amen?
Amen.
What I'm saying is this. Is it hot in here? Because I'm sweating. Amen. We're going to open some doors when this prayer's over, because it's hot. Amen. We knew, God knew man was not perfect, but he said, if you're willing, I'll work with you. Amen.
Amen.
All he wants is a willing soldier, a willing heart, a willing mind. Somebody that'll say yes. Even when I blow it,
amen,
I still say, Lord, I blew it again, but here I am. One more time, Lord. Lord, I blew it again. Oh, I wish I could get this right. Here we are, Lord. Because I got sense enough to hit my knees when I know I messed up. Well, you've been in this for 40 years, and I'm still trying to get it right.
Amen.
You know when you're going to get it right? When you meet him.
Amen.
That's when you're going to get it right. When you meet him, it'll be right. Striving for perfection is just, we're striving to get to the cross. We ain't made it there yet. But we're striving to get there. Anybody got some prayer requests yet? Oh, well, give me some. Give me some, because I'll be the talk. Amber, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love seeing all our babies here. Amen. Julie. Officer Ryan. Amen. God is good. Asia, how's it looking over there? All right. Amen.
We have Philip. He has an ulcer on his foot and type 2 diabetes.
Oh, my goodness. Rahisi, Lloyd, Brother Lloyd, step around this way and come over here. Y'all let Lloyd through. Hasha Yalomia, right there. Mikisa, pour some oil in here. Abikasa, Ryan, Officer Ryan. Come on, son. First of all, good morning. God bless you. Amen. Pour a little oil in here. You're going to be my oil bearer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For God is worthy of all of our prayer. That's good, son. Amen. God is worthy. And give me a little dip right here. Just a little dab. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nicole, what's the young man's name again? Philip La Isharyome. Philip, in the name of Jesus. Le Iso Amihana. God is a healer and a deliverer. God will heal and deliver. God is able. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God died for our healing. He died for our deliverance. He died for our sins. He died for our transgressions. He died so that we could be made worthy through him. We have no righteousness of our own. Our righteousness is in Christ. If you are not in Christ, you have no righteousness. I don't care how long you've been reading the Bible. I don't care how hard you pray. If you are not in Christ, you have no righteousness. Because the only righteousness we have is in Christ. So if we're not in Christ, we have no righteousness. Does everybody get that?
Amen.
Don't think you're so holy and so righteous and so this and so. You are nothing without Christ. If you are not in Christ, you are not righteous. Preacher, bishop, deacon, reverend, husband, wife, whoever you are, if you are not in Christ, you have no righteousness. You only have righteousness if you are in Christ, in him. Not heard about him, not read about him, but actually in him. You have a relationship with God. Then you are in his righteousness. And as long as you follow the rules, because it ain't no once saved, always saved. I got saved once, I'll be saved the rest of my life. I don't think so. You break the rules at work, you get fired. Yeah. Amen. You don't pay the light bill, they cut it off. You don't pay the car note, they come get it. Amen. Yeah. There is no once saved, always saved. You saved as long as you're in Christ. You jump out the boat, you're not saved. Does anybody disagree? Because I'm going to have you come up here next. Oh, amen. All right. Philip, right?
Yes.
Philip, we're going to stand in prayer with you for the ulcer. Ulcer on his foot, right?
Yes.
We're going to stand in prayer with you. Minister Lloyd is going to stand in prayer with you. He's standing in for you. And I am laying hands on you by way of him through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are able to heal and deliver. Whatever your purpose and your plan is for that soldier, you are able to heal and deliver. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. La loco sharonia. Philip, I don't know if you have any blessed oil, anointing oil or not. If you have anointing oil every day, I need you to dip your finger a tip of that oil, and I need you to rub that, and you claim in the name of Jesus, I am dismissing you by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. I am praying that the Lord will heal me from you in the name of Jesus. If you don't have any, email me, s4ctroops@aol.com. I will send you some, and you anoint that. But you must be walking in Christ. I'm praying for a miracle as you walk in Christ.
Amen.
And if you're not walking in Christ as of this prayer, I need you to do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sin and unrighteousness because I am clearly not worthy. I have sinned and I have fallen short of your glory. But if you will forgive me in the name of Jesus and cleanse me of all of my sin and unrighteousness, I will be made whole through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heal my spirit, my heart, my mind. Make me ready and pull me into your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, and not just him, but anybody who is not walking in Christ. You pray that prayer and accept your salvation in Jesus. Because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. Don't wait until tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. None of us may be here tomorrow. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes.
Brazil.
Thank you, son.
Her two sons, Ben and Dominic, need deliverance from drug use.
Oh, my goodness.
She and her husband need healing.
She and her husband. What's his name? What's her name?
Lucille.
Seal?
Lucille.
Lucille. Lucille. Lucille. Lucille. That's not your daughter, is it? Amen. All back there in the back. Amen. La otarishoyo. Lucille. Minister, I'm going to replace you with my daughter here. La hija humisaya sonis. Ayano sara. Lucille, Lucille. Oh, herba sabia, right here. Samisiolo otasi. Hallelujah. Kalamio. For God so loved the world. Oh, malachia. Kasayon. For God so loved the world. Lay your hand on my head. God! For God so loved the world, this world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in me shall not perish, but they shall have eternal and everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Lord. Lucille, your Lord said, eternal life through Jesus Christ. God is the healer and the deliverer. God is the healer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her family, we're praying healing and deliverance. Father, I understand. I was way back in the day, I was hooked on prescription drugs. I understand that monkey on the back. I understand that. I get that. But you delivered me.
Hallelujah.
I never thought I'd be delivered. And you did. Because you have no respect to person. If you can deliver me, Lord, I know you can deliver her children. Whatever that family is going through, whatever they're dealing with, whatever you're dealing with, whatever that family is dealing with, bring them out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Or like the Hebrew boys who went into the fiery furnace, you did not prevent them or stop them from going in. You just went in with them. Mm. Amen. Yes. See, God may not want you to be delivered from it that way. He may want to deliver you a whole nother way. He may want people to see you go in so they can see you come out.
Amen.
Amen. He may want you to go through that fiery furnace so he can step in with you and bring you out in front of all of those witnesses.
Amen.
We can't ask God, Lord, I don't want to go through that. Don't let me go through that. You may be interfering with God's plan.
Yeah.
He may want you to go. How do you know he's a healer if he's never healed you? How do you know he's a deliverer if you've never allowed him to deliver you? How do you know he'll fix your mind if you never gave your mind over to him? How do you know what God will do unless you allow him to do it through you? So I'm not praying for God to deliver everybody from everything. I'm praying that God will deliver you through everything. Because you need a testimony.
Yes.
You need a testimony. When somebody asks you, well, how do you know God is good? Because he's good to me. I'm God's witness. I am God's witness. I know what God can do because he did it for me, God. And whether anybody else believes it or not, I believe.
Yes.
I believe, Cora. Whether anybody else choose to believe it or not, it is irrelevant. I believe. I know God can bring you through a rotten marriage. I know God can bring you through the death of loved ones. I know God can bring you through addiction. I know God can. Somebody's got to have faith enough to trust him. So my question is, do you trust him?
Come on.
Do you believe that he can do it? I know you know he can. Sometimes we think, well, I know God will do it for them, but I don't think God will do it for me. See, you putting the foot, you messing up your own blessing. I know God will do it for Ryan, but I just don't think God will do it for me. No, God did it for Ryan. Lord, I'm waiting on my turn. Amen. Oh, God did it for Cora. Where am I? I'm faithful. I love you. Where's my deliverance? Where's my healing? What is your will for my life?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't believe God will heal everybody except me. I believe God will heal everybody including me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like I keep telling you, he may not take it while I'm here, but I am not entering into the kingdom with it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to have flat feet until the day I leave here, but they won't be flat when I get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. They won't be flat when I get there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, that family and families like that in the name of Jesus. Father, you know. Lift them above the fray. Let something happen that will show them that you are in the mix. Let something occur. Let something tweak their spirit. Let something happen. Go on. A vision, a dream, something happen. Well, that family, those loved ones, and those that are watching them will see, ooh, what was, must be God. Let something, let somebody see something, for they will know that it is truly God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anybody else, Pastor Nicole?
Yeah.
Asia, anybody tapping in with text? I need a young lady that came with the young man to come over here. Pastor, baby, go get that young lady. Bring her over here. That's her. Bring her right over here. Because you stand with her right over here. I don't want you. I just want her. Amen. God loves you, but he didn't call you yet. Just yet. That's just her. Who else?
Taku.
Taku?
His brother is unsaved.
Uh-huh.
Suicidal after abusive relationship.
Oh, my God.
Mom is very worried about him, but she has not been diligent in her faith.
Oh, my God. Hit me again, brother. Hit me again. Sometime. Thank you. I get it. About them not being diligent in the faith. I mean, it's not right, but I get it. Moses, God told him to speak to the rock the first time, and he spoke to the rock. Hit the rock the first time because they were to hit Christ. And he hit the rock and water came forth. When they beat Christ and he died on the cross, life, living water came forth. And then he told them the second time when the people were thirsty, he said, speak to the rock. He didn't speak that time because he was frustrated. It's hard dealing with y'all. I mean, some of y'all okay. Some of y'all okay now. But when you first got here, good God Almighty, y'all was something else. And so, but he had hundreds of thousands of people that he had to minister to. And I believe the brother was tired. And so God told him to speak to the rock, because the next time when Israel request Jesus, they were not going to beat him. They were going to speak, request, ask for him. And he hit the rock. I'm sure it was out of frustration. Brother Mo, when I meet you, I'm going to tell you, brother, you got my vote. I understand. So she probably was just frustrated, and but it stopped the consequences. Because the consequence to that was he could not enter into the promised land. He still went to heaven, but he could not enter. How do you know he went to heaven? Because when Jesus was on the mountain, and the two prophets came down, Moses was one. That's how I know. He ain't, well, anyway, because I had more to say, but I'm going to leave that alone. I understand the frustration, but you can't stop. Who could have been more frustrated than Christ Jesus when they were spitting on him and lying on him and beating him and treating him the way they treated him? Who could have been more frustrated than him? And if he had stopped, where would we be? Where would any of us be? If he'd have stopped short of the cross, or if he'd have got down, because you know he could have got down off the cross. He was God. He was up there choice, not because he had to be. He got down and called angels and destroyed the whole world. But he didn't. What am I saying? I'm saying, as tired as you get, as hard as it is, as much as you don't want to do it, it's your job. Please get that through your head. Your walk is not. And if you fall, what happens to the testimony that you used to have, to the people that you used to minister to? Does all that go away? What happened to the people that were leaning on you to find their way to God? And you just stopped. What happens to them? It's not just about you. It is about God's plan for your life. And God's plan is for your life to affect another life, which affects another life, which affects another life, and another, and another, and another, and another, and it don't stop. Don't stop. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that family, that young man that's thinking about suicide, Father, you are able to remove that demon out of his atmosphere. You are able to remove that demon out of his life. You are able to conquer that. You conquered that demon. They just have to claim it in the name of Jesus. Somebody has to claim his victory, and we claim it in the name of Jesus. Somebody somewhere must claim victory for that man so that he does not lose, give up his life. I understand it hurt. I understand the pain. I understand. But cannot allow the enemy to steal what God has given you. Yes. If there was not something about you that God wanted, the enemy would not be interested in you taking your life. Amen. Amen. There must be something about you God wants to use you for. Why the enemy is so dead trying to get you to lose your life. So we're going to step in. We're going to step in. And we're going to pray with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim that soul. We claim that life. We claim that life. And we pray strength over his mother, the one that's been praying for him, and all those that are praying together. We claim victory, strength, and power. Let your perfect will be done. And not just for this family, and not just for this situation, but for situations like that. In Jesus' name, amen. Baby, stand right here. What's your name? Lynn. Bakisela. Pastor, put your hands on Lynn's shoulder. Oh, no. Where'd she go? I need that pastor to put your hands on Lynn's shoulder. Turn around, Lynn. There we go. What's she looking around trying to figure out who I'm talking about? What's wrong with her? What, you new here? Amen. You can run, but you can't hide. God called you what he called you, and that's just the way it is, and that's that. I refuse to be African American. In the morning I'm gonna be Hispanic. You watch. And when everybody get through laughing at you and praying for you, amen, you're gonna wake up with the way you went down. Amen. La la ushaya no kasha no. Now that's enough about you, daughter. I love that girl. I love that girl. Put your hands right here. Halamielo. God has a plan for her. That's why she's here. Who brought you here? That brother right there? Oh, he done good. Amen. He done good. Because I got a little something for you. I'm finna stand up, so let me know when you're ready. Brother, I'm gonna need you to stay right close like that. Oh, Lynn. Jesus. Did she say Lynn?
Yeah.
Oh, Lynn. Have you forgotten how good God is? Have you forgotten how he brought you out? God! Have you forgotten the things that he's done for you and your family? Have you forgotten? God says, have you forgotten me? Have we gone so far apart? He says, have we drifted so far apart that you have forgotten me? What about, oh, when you're praying and playing. Well, I will say it. What about the time? What about the dreams? He said, what about the dreams? He said, have you forgotten about me? He said, because I have not forgotten about you. He says, I've not forgotten about you. He says, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. He said, you can come back to me. God! He said, you can come home. He said, you can come back to me. He says, I have angels guarding you so you wouldn't lose your life. He said, because I knew this day would come. You can come home. He said, it's not too late. You have not gone too far. You have not done too much. The Lord said, this is your wedding day.
Hallelujah.
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 He said, this is your wedding day. He said, we're getting married today. God! He said, we're coming together today. He said, today is your wedding day. We're getting together. We're coming together as one. He said, this is your day. Today is the day of salvation for you. This is your day. He says, you're coming back home to me. He says, I have saved your soul. I've forgiven you of all sin and unrighteousness. He said, you're coming back home with me today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, say yes, Lynn.
Yes.
Say yes, Lynn.
Yes.
Ah! Say it like you mean it. Say yes.
Yes.
Father, Lynn has come back home.
Amen.
She is a product of your blood. She is a product of your life, death, burial, and resurrection. She is a product of the Holy Spirit. She belongs to you. She is yours. You have washed her and made her clean. Guard and guide her footsteps so that she will know and understand that you are still God. Open her understanding. Pastor Drea, Lakusa, and you, come here. Yes. Mama Shakia, uh-huh. Pastor Drea, Yalu Saba, you two long ladies. What's your daughter's name? Ryan, come here. I want you three ladies to take Lynn and pray with her. If she doesn't have a Bible, there's one in there. If she needs a prayer cloth, we got one in there. And y'all pray with her. Give her whatever phone number. Even I see the Spirit of the Lord. I saw a light, the Spirit of God. The Lord has received you and accepted you back as his. You belong to God now. You belong to God. You belong to God now. You belong to God. The Lord said, I've been waiting for you. God! He said, I've been waiting for you. He said, I've been waiting for you, daughter. I've been waiting for you. That I put this place here so that you can come back home. He said, now rest in me, and I will heal you from everything else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome home, Lynn. Do I have any more prayer requests? Donna? Perez. Oh my God. Attacked in her dreams by demons. She's speaking in, hey Pastor, she's speaking in languages that she don't know. We've been hearing this lately. Have we been hearing this? We've been hearing this. Let me tell you something. I got something for you. If you don't have any blessed oil, and if you don't have a tallit, I need you to contact me immediately in the name of Jesus. I want to send you a tallit. I want to send you some oil, and I'm going to send you how to use it. You need to fight this. There is something in your atmosphere that has attached itself to your atmosphere. You need to. Sometimes prayer alone won't do it. If it's music that got it in, sometimes it's music that's going to take it out.
Amen.
Amen. Do you understand that music is the only thing that can enter into your subconscious without your permission? And have it, and you be thinking about songs you heard one time a year ago, and it's still popping up in your head, and you weren't even, it wasn't even... Because music can enter into your spirit or your atmosphere without you being aware. Amen? That's okay. Let them pray. Without you being aware, and it will attack you in your dreams. If you own that YouTube or that tickety-tock, and you listen to that stuff, and all that stuff is just going in your head, going in your head. When you go to sleep, that's what's in your head. Amen? Whew, Jesus. So I'm going to tell you what I need you to do besides the oil and the tallit. The oil is for you to anoint yourself before you lay down. The tallit is for you to cover yourself, because that's your prayer closet in the name of Jesus. And the music, some worship music. If music is what got in there, then you need some music to get it out of there, because light and darkness cannot exist in the same temple. And once the light enters into that temple, the darkness will flee.
Yes.
And then you play that worship music, and you stay away from that old crazy, not disco, what do they call it? Rap music and whatever else they got out there going that's bombarding your y'all hush up that's bombarding your amen that's bombarding your mind. You have to listen. Your temple, your mind, your heart, your spirit,
amen.
You have to protect it.
Amen.
You have to guard it from the enemy.
Yes.
You have to guard it from languages that does not please God. You have to guard it from music that does not please God. You have to guard it from conversations that do not please God.
Yes.
You have to guard your temple so that stuff doesn't come in. If they're talking crazy over there to the left, you go to the right.
Amen.
Guard your temple. Guard your temple.
Yes.
And God will deliver you. Because that can't stay.
Amen.
If you flood it with Christ.
Amen.
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 You may have a glass with dirty water in it. You keep pouring clear water in there. Eventually that dirty water's got to go. Because it's not room. Right? That glass can only hold so much. And it ain't room enough for everything. And the clear water will just push the old water right on out. Amen. That praise and worship. That glory to God will just push all that stuff right on out. And next thing you know, you'll be telling somebody else how to get rid of what they got.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her name? Huh?
Oh, Faith.
Faith. Faith. Girl, you better have some faith. I hope it's a girl. If not, amen, let me know now. Amen. But Faith, you girl, you better walk on your, amen. Whoever you are, I need you to stretch your hands out either now or whenever you hear this. Stretch this out now. If the enemy is attacking you in your sleep and trying to curse you and have you see, he's got you speaking those different languages because he's trying to get you to speak curses over your life. All those different languages. See, you don't realize what you say is what you become. And so if you're speaking demonic witchcraft and spells and incantations over your life, he's trying to get you to speak that over your life.
Amen.
You don't even know what it is. That needs to stop.
Yes.
You need to anoint the place where you sleep and guard the company that you keep.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God is real. Righteous Father, everybody raise your hands with me because they tell me I got to stop. I wish I had another hour and a half. I really do. Maybe one day it'll happen, but it ain't today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Because you are worthy and righteous, and there is absolutely none like you. Those that are calling for prayer, those that are looking for prayer, those that need prayer and are unaware that they need prayer, let your power overshadow them. Heal and deliver. Victory is ours, said the Lord. We have not, because why? We ask not. And a lot of times we don't ask because we don't realize. If you don't know what your rights are, when the police stop you, they can say anything they want. And you just say, yes, sir. Because you don't know what your rights are. If you know what your rights are, they'll treat you a lot differently. What's your badge number? Give me your card. What are you charging me with? If you don't know what your rights are, they can treat you any way they want. Because you don't know what your rights are in the first place. You need to understand what your rights are in God.
Amen.
What comes with your salvation. What blessings and what benefits come with your walking in Christ. You need to know that.
Amen.
Healing, deliverance, comfort and joy. Everlasting light. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Say it like you mean it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I pray if we're here next week, I pray that we'll see you next week. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.